Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is Breaking Bad News.
Oh, gosh.
You have to break bad news. You come here. Yep. We try to help you out. We try to lessen the blow. If you have to do it, you want to have some friends around. And you and I are friends, Krista.
Oh, yeah. We're really good at this, too, by the way. Yeah. It's not that we enjoy it. We just like to
help out. Like we're going to help Ken this morning. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going good. Thanks for being on Breaking Bad News here. And obviously, you're on a segment called Breaking Bad News, so we know something is going on. What's going on in your world here, Ken?
Well, first, I appreciate you guys being such influential instigators in the world these days.
Yeah. Our pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah. I don't think I could have had the guts to do it myself, so thank you guys for that.
Well, no problem. What's up?
Well, basically, man, I don't know. I feel some kind of way. I was hanging out. I was off on Friday night, and I wanted to hang out with a group of friends. It's like five of us. We hang out all the time, like literally all the time. It's like, we're always together.
Right.
So, I didn't have anything to do. And I knew a lot of them didn't have anything to do. So I said, I wanted to get together and just do like a simple pizza and bowl night, just something, out of the ordinary. So I call everybody up. And one by one, it's like picking them off like flies. They were just like, no, I can't do it. I'm busy. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm just like, man, this kind of sucks, dude. Like, normally we're always getting together every weekend. So
right.
I said, all right, no big deal. I'm just going to hang out and watch some Netflix. Just renew my membership. So I thought that was pretty cool. I'll just take advantage of it.
True.
And so I don't know, some part in the movie. Long story short, I'm on my phone. I'm on Snapchat. And I get a ding. And I'm like, what is this? And I see that it's one of my friends. There was a picture of all of them hanging out together without me.
So one of the original friends that you called to see if they could do the pizza and bowling was actually on there, and they were with all of your other friends who you called.
Everybody else, the whole group. And I'm like, are you serious right now?
Yeah.
So they left you out.
Yeah.
Not cool, man. Not cool. I mean,
you're out of the club.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Well,
I wouldn't want to think of it that way, but that's what I felt like.
Sure.
Really, felt some kind of way, man.
Yeah. Well, can you think of anything you might have done that would like made them mad? Or I mean, does this happen a lot? Are they kind of flaky guys and girls? No.
Cute.
I mean, I'm the perfect friend, man. I don't, I'm always the one getting everyone together. I can spitball it here, but I have nothing. I don't know what the issue was. I have no idea.
All right. Well, who are you going to call this morning?
Well, I want to call Samantha because out of everyone, she and I, we're really the closest. And I was actually kind of shocked to see that it was actually, how you can tell who's holding the camera and taking the picture?
Oh, yeah.
It was her phone. I was just like, she's like the main corporate of this whole thing. So I want to call her and just. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just confront her about it. And
all right.
I'd love to hear what she has to say.
And tell her feel like you've been betrayed a little bit, really.
What's up with that girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So here's what we're going to do, Ken. We're actually going to mute our phone line, so Samantha will not be able to hear us on the other end.
Okay.
You will be, but we'll mute her end so she can't hear us. We'll dial the number. You'll be on with her, and you'll just break the bad news, and then we'll come in near the end of the call if we need to try to help everything out and see what we can do for you, okay?
Oh, sounds good.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news. Ken's calling Samantha to call her out.
Hello.
Hey, Sam. What's up?
Yeah. Ken. What's up?
Not much. What are you up to? What?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
How are you?
Okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. I'm just kind of just wanted to check in to see how your weekend was and if you guys did anything, this weekend. It kind of sucked that we all couldn't hang out, Friday when I called and wanted to do bowling and all that good stuff.
He's trying to bait her.
Yeah.
Open up. This weekend. There wasn't much going on. I think I may have stayed home.
Guys.
Are you? Okay. So, Sam, all right, look, I'm not even going to, prolong it. And we're tight, man. Like, I saw on Snapchat you guys were all hanging out at your crib on Friday night and didn't invite me.
What? No way. Are you sure that was us?
Are you sure? It's Shaggy. It wasn't me.
I'm really going to try to deny that right now. Like, it was your phone. I saw all of you guys. It was you holding the phone, taking the picture.
All right. You caught me. All right. That was us.
You're just nonchalant about it, though. Like, what's going on? Like,
I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I didn't want to just come out straight up and just say that was us. What did I do
to not be invited? I mean, seriously.
We didn't want to hurt your feelings. Listen, you like Netflix.
You did hurt my feelings.
You like Netflix.
We know you love Netflix, but you always want to Netflix. You know, it's like you always want to do that stuff. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the gang just want to try something else. You know what I mean? But nobody wants to try it because you really, really like Netflix. You really do. And, you know, sometimes you want to try something else. So we thought about calling you, and I think I don't know what happened. Bottom line was that they were supposed to let you know. But for some reason, I think everybody got... There was some confusion. We just kind of forgot, I guess. And I'm sorry. We didn't really mean to leave you out. It just turned out that way. You know what I mean? It kind of just turned out that way.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Like, just because I only resort to Netflix when every time we try to plan something, you guys don't know what to do. And I'm just like, well, shoot, let's just watch a movie or something. What's wrong with that?
That's the thing.
Which I ended up doing by myself. And, huh?
Ken, come now. You know, you always want to watch movies. There's more to life than movies, you know? You just want to go
What's
out
wrong
there
with
just,
that? We, but with we that, always do real together. World.
But you always want us to come to your crib and just hang and just watch movies. And it's usually what you want to watch. And sometimes what you want to watch is not all that great. You know what I mean?
So you guys just decided to just up and not invite me to the party.
Well, it
because
it just come now.
I don't.
You know, it didn't go down like
let
that.
Let me ask you this. What, were you guys, what did
now.
You guys do?
Did
you guys...
We didn't do this to hurt your feelings.
You keep saying that.
You didn't try to hurt my feelings, but my feelings
are hurt because you and the rest of the world were able to see all you guys hang out, you know, on Friday night because you posted it on Snapchat. And now everyone else is asking, oh, you know, and I'm reading the comments and they're like, oh, where's Ken? Where's, you know, and I'm like, maybe they thought I was taking a picture or something.
I always do things together, guys.
Like,
I know, you know, you and I, we're the closest, dude. I listen, I know.
Well, that's why
like,
it hurts my feelings.
I know I don't have a great excuse, but I kid you not, we really, really weren't planning this. It just happened. You know, we really would have called you and all that, but it just happened. It was like one thing happened, and then before you know it, when I was there by myself, and then before you know it, I ran into somebody. You know, one of the gang happened to be there, and then before you know it, everybody started showing up. It wasn't nothing like that. We was planned. It wasn't planned. Come now, Ken. You know we love you.
Ditch your friends, man. Get new friends.
We're gonna break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Samantha?
Yes, this is Samantha.
Hey. This is Marco and Krista.
Hey.
We're actually live on the radio right now. We're on 93.1 Jams.
You've been
here.
Busted, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Busted.
God, you put me on the radio.
That's right.
Yes.
Ken called us because he was a little hurt by the fact that you guys are just hanging out without him, even though every one of you guys said you were busy, and it kind of was not busy, and you were all one house. You weren't watching Netflix at the house, were you? That'd be worse.
She's running out of lies.
So what's up, Samantha? I mean, is Ken out of the group? What's his story? What's the real story?
No, he's not out of the group. I kid you not. It just happened. We weren't planning it. You know how that stuff happens? You just one minute, you know, something happens and you didn't plan it.
Yeah.
And you just happen to be somewhere.
That doesn't happen.
And then all of a sudden,
I don't think that happens.
All of a sudden, you all are there, but Ken.
But Ken. Everyone but Ken. Well, Ken, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep these friends or are you going to get some new ones?
I'm getting new friends. I'm bowing out of the group, so they don't have to worry about it.
I'm bowing out.
You know, I just renewed my Netflix subscription.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty of people who will love to hang out with me and watch a couple of movies. I mean, because this, you know, this wasn't right.
Yeah. We got it.
Oh, man, you gonna drop me like that? That kind of some silly stuff. Come now, you know we.
Hey, maybe I'll hang out with Marco and the gang.
Yeah, honey, come on over.
Hey, Ken, my life is more boring than that, so you'd probably be bored to death hanging out with me.
And now, nearly impossible trivia, because it's nearly impossible trivia.
Very nice, Paul.
Thank you, David.
All right, we have fantastic prizes to give away. Here is the question. 49% of Americans will celebrate Easter by doing this. 49% of Americans will celebrate Easter by doing this. 321-0931. We'll let you pick your tickets. Today we've got either tickets to the UW Band. Big thing going on at the Alliant Energy. It's Alliant Energy Center, isn't it? Yeah. Bone Thugs and Harmonies tickets.
Yes. Woohoo!
Or we have some Bad Apple Tattoo gift cards to give away. So you can pick whatever prize you want. Let's pick a prize this morning on 93.1 Jams. 49% of Americans will celebrate Easter by doing this.
Hmm.
Hi, good morning. Who is this?
This is David.
Hey, David. What do you think the answer is?
Easter egg hunting.
Do Easter egg hunting.
Love
that. Yeah, that's
that.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good, very close guess, but that's not right. You can call back, though, okay?
All right, thanks.
I love how parents are now, like, ruining Easter egg hunts, so, like, cities aren't putting them on, like, little towns and stuff.
Yeah, well, because
they keep getting into fights, or they're, you know, they're stealing the eggs from the children. Come on.
The best thing is when you find the Easter egg, like, in August, the one you missed.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, and that's, they're great. Let's get to Jennifer this morning. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello.
So 49% of Americans say they'll celebrate Easter by doing this. What do you think?
Going to brunch.
Going to brunch.
Mm.
Well, that's the best, man.
Yeah. A mimosa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good guess. That's not right, though, but you can keep calling back, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Let's get to Axel. What's up, Axel?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. 49% of Americans say they'll celebrate Easter this year by doing this. What do you think it is?
Eating an Easter ham.
Oh, the old Easter ham.
Yep, I'm making one of those this Sunday.
Oh, boy, Krista's making an Easter ham. Look out.
With the brown sugar.
Yeah, it's going to be great. That's a good guess. That's not it, though, okay, man?
But
you can call back.
Okay.
As much as you want. I want you to win something here this morning. Katrina, what's up?
Hey.
We're doing a nearly impossible trivia. 49% of Americans say they'll celebrate Easter by doing this. What do you think it is?
Painting eggs with family?
Did you say painting eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Coloring the eggs.
It's always so much fun. Smelling like vinegar.
Yes.
Spilling it everywhere, getting all over your hands.
It's the best.
It is the best.
The little cardboard cutouts that you can put over them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cute. Katrina, you are correct. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
It's hard to believe that only 49%, so just about half of us are going to paint eggs. The other half just, I guess, buy these plastic eggs. Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe those are with children and those without. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you painting eggs this year, Katrina?
Sure am today.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Love it.
We'll make a purple and yellow one for our station here. That's our station colors.
Ooh.
Okay. I'll make sure to do that. Yeah.
Keep it for a year and we'll come get it.
Yeah. I'll make Krista eat it, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool, dude. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you got it. What do you think here? We got some UW band tickets. They're doing a big band thing. We got tickets to Bone Thugs and Harmony, which is going to be great, or Bad Apple Tattoo gift card, whatever you want.
I'll go with Bad Apple. Me and my sister are going for her birthday.
Oh,
fun.
Nice. There you go.
Well, look for Jeremy over there. He did all my work. He's amazing, so you'll love it.
Jesse?
Yep. Hold on one second, okay?
Very nice.
All right, there you go. 49% of us are going to be celebrating Easter by painting Easter eggs. Are you painting Easter eggs with the Gia?
With Gia? Oh, yes, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do the bright colors?
We do.
Yeah, those are the best.
We've had, like, sometimes, I think last year, though, we got, like, the glitter ones, which were really pretty. The tie-dye ones. You know how they make them all different now.
Oh, yeah.
Not like the boring ones that we used to do, which is one solid color.
Yeah, like yellow. Now they got all these. And they got stickers now and all kinds of cool stuff.
Stickers. They're cute.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're going to be doing that with you or your family this weekend, that's awesome. Make sure you just have on 93.1 Jams. We'd like to be there with you in spirit.
Yes. Yes.
All right. We got more stuff coming up here. It's Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jam.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and Krista super excited because Diva for a Day is happening. We're going to select one lucky person to be totally taken care of and pampered. Krista. Hello. Hey, Krista.
What's going on? Where am I?
Oh, God. We lost her.
What is the meaning of life? That's a good question, Krista. Thank you, Krista.
I guess we're back inside Krista's head.
Treat others the same way you want to be treated. Wow, I must really want people to punch me. I tried keeping a food journal, but for some reason, it only ever said ice cream. It's super cute when dogs do people things, but it would be disgusting if people started doing dog things. Why do only kindergartners take naps? Like, I deserve one way more than that dumb 6-year-old.
Krista? Hello, Krista.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, make sure you check out MadTownJams.com. Click on the Diva for a Day link, and you might be our next diva.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at MadTownJams.com.
Download the podcast now.